Sports This Hour. Brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. It's 47 minutes after. James and Julie on deck with me this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Since we're talking baseball.
Yeah.
Talking deck. Baseball. Feels like baseball.
It does.
Day to day. We could play baseball right now. It's 52 degrees outside.
Still a little powder on the ground, but yeah.
Yeah, a little slick, but otherwise not a bad day.
Sign-ups are happening at the rec district, so...
There you go, right? Sign up at the rec district.
Softball sign-ups, too.
Softball. So
they're getting ready.
Men's, women's, youth.
And this is, can you tell they're excited, everybody, because they play softball?
I started again, thanks to James, for the first time in years.
Good for you.
It's fun. It's a good group.
Yeah,
it is.
It is a fun group.
They're good welcome to all, so if you ever thought about it, go play softball.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Hey, there's the endorsement right there. All right, date book today. Wyoming history. 12th day of March. It was the year 1886. The legislature appropriates $300 for the governor William Hale's funeral and a monument in his honor.
Where's the monument?
I don't know. Well, it's $300, so
that was 1886.
That's true. So $300 then. Is probably closer to, I don't know.
Oh, $2,000?
A couple grand?
Yeah.
Maybe?
So it was a headstone.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. All right, born on this date. Didn't get much love.
There you go.
Born on this date in 1838, inventor William Perkin was born. He invented the first artificial dyes. I knew you'd love that.
Could do without that one.
1858, publisher Adolph Oakes was born, New York Times.
Oh, nice.
1862, nurse Jane Delano. She mobilized the Red Cross nurses.
Wow.
During World War II.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. 1898, inventor Christian Nelson was born. The Eskimo Pie.
Okay. Wow. 1892?
1898.
Okay.
When was the last
refrigerators.
When was the last time? No, this is when he was born. 1898.
Oh, dang, I always do that.
I know. I do too. 1898 is when he was born, the inventor. He invented
Eskimo
pies.
What's an Eskimo pie? I don't know what
that is. It's ice cream.
It's like an ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
You've never had an Eskimo pie?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had ice cream sandwiches. The same thing, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Close enough, James.
Okay.
It just has the moniker Eskimo Pie.
Yeah.
Birthday today, Barbara Feldon, Get Smart. Remember Get Smart? Julian, I'm pointing at you.
Okay. I mean, I know of it, but I didn't watch it.
TV show, right?
Right. Because there was a movie made after this, 10 years ago?
I think there was
a
couple movies made.
Yeah.
93 today.
Okay.
Barbara, good job. Liza Minnelli.
Wow.
80.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Judy Garland's daughter.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
yeah. James Taylor learned. See, that's the we accomplish the goal of the show every day is for someone to learn something new.
There's a lot of singers and actors and actresses that are daughters of somebody, and you're like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
James Taylor, 78 today.
Great musician.
Yes.
Hmm.
Looking on the date book today, 1888. Remember, we talked about this, the Great White Hurricane, they called it. 5 feet of snow dumped in parts of New England. Yeah, no snow plows there.
That'd be a good book to read. I got to look that up.
Yeah.
5 feet.
Five feet of snow.
Yeah.
1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Guides, Savannah, Georgia, later becoming the Girl Scouts of America.
Oh.
Cool.
Remember this? 6 years ago, NCAA basketball tournament canceled. COVID.
Mm. Yeah. Ugh. That was a big deal.
What a time.
That was a big decision. It was like the first one that was like
canceled. The first one.
It was hockey.
I remember this because it was my favorite team, and I was watching it live. The Thunder were playing the Jazz, and they were in Oklahoma City. And Rudy Gobert, who was the center for the Jazz at the time, he was supposed to play, and then they held him back, and before, like, everybody was in their seats and everything, and they held him out, and basically the coaches and the officials got together, and said, hey, we should probably cancel this game because Rudy Gobert is positive for COVID.
Oh.
And they canceled the game right before it started. So wow. The PA announcer had to get on and be like, everybody be okay.
That's
it's like,
crazy.
Don't panic, but we are canceling this game. We will be in contact about, you know, refunds and whatnot. And that was kind of the beginning. I think it was the day after this today.
That could have turned mass hysteria.
Yeah, that
really.
Would have been yesterday on this date. And then today is when everything kind of fell apart.
The stadium was full.
Yeah, everybody was in their seats ready for the game to start. Everybody was wondering. Yeah. They were like, why isn't the game tipped
Everybody's
off?
Running.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What do you... Okay.
I mean, yeah, the PA announcer was like, everybody stay calm. And at that point, you're like, well, wait a minute, what's going on? But yeah, that was
a
big deal.
Wasn't that a time?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't believe it's been 6 years already.
I know, 6 years.
There's like before and after COVID. It's a true history thing now.
James, that was a highly vivid
I remember like it was yesterday. I remember the coaches getting together. I remember the players that were walking up to the officials. I remember all of that because I was like,
isn't
this is really weird.
But can you imagine the decision making? What do we do if the crowds freak out?
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
I think they ended up holding like all the players there for like an extra 6 hours because they were, you know, those guys are closer to Rudy Gobert than anybody. So they had to test them all and everything like that.
Unbelievable time. I'm glad where we are today.
Yeah, I know, right? Right? Huh? We did get through it.
We did make it through. That's right. Oh, what do you think about this? NFL considering Thanksgiving Eve game.
Yeah, they're just going to play games every day of the week if they can. They find a way, they'll try to do that.
You mean in addition to Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
In addition to the 3 NFL games that are now on Thanksgiving Day.
So they'll have...
They want to do a Thanksgiving
Eve. That Thanksgiving
Eve.
Week, they'll seemingly have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I think they play a game Saturday that week too.
Actually, they're considering Wednesday night football.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So you get a Wednesday night.
They're gonna find
Thursday
a way to
night,
do it every day of the week.
Sunday, you got a Sunday night. I know it's Monday.
And it'll
night.
Work.
Yeah,
everybody will watch.
It'll work. Everybody will watch.
I just feel bad for the players because it's like, hey, if you play Wednesday, you got to play Sunday. You got four days.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, today Alfred Hitchcock Day.
Okay. Filmmaker, yeah. Legendary?
You're not an Alfred Hitchcock fan?
I think he was a good storyteller. There's
his movies
there's
are,
other things.
Yeah, there. He was the guy was a maniac, but
yeah.
Okay.
Movies are great. Love Rear Window.
There you go.
Rear Window's awesome.
All right, let's talk about something else. World Kidney Day today.
Okay. We all
wonder
got one.
I wonder how much you could sell one for now.
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. You want to hear something about your kidneys?
Sure.
It's
the ultimate recycling center.
Yeah.
Your kidneys will filter 47 gallons of your blood today.
Wow.
Wow.
47 gallons. Wow.
Yeah. And it'll produce 1 to 2 liters of urine.
Okay.
All right. Even though your kidneys only account for...
Mine will probably be
all right,
more.
Random thought there, yeah. Well, your kid, I'm just giving you some kidney information. Even though your kidneys only account for 0.5% of your total body weight, they receive 25% of the blood pumped by the heart.
Mm-hmm. 47 gallons. I'm still stuck on that. That's so much blood.
I know. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is 1 gallon of water.
Right.
And to think that
I know.
It's 46 times
I have
that.
40-gallon fish tank. So it's.
Yeah.
Constant motion. Your kidneys are in constant motion.
Never resting.
Yeah. Every time you take a deep breath, your kidneys move an inch.
Okay, I just did that.
Is that why you were doing that? Okay. Well, good job. Vitamin D. You can't use the vitamin D you get from the sun or your food until your kidneys decide to activate it.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And you don't need both kidneys.
Yeah.
Right.
Redundancy.
Now listen to this. I did not know this. A signal kidney, so if they take a kidney out, your other kidney will increase in size 40%.
Whoa.
To take over, to help take over the workload.
So then it's pumping 90 gallons roughly?
So,
yeah, true. I wonder.
That's why they have living kidney donations are possible.
Yeah.
Because of that. Amazing organ.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I wonder
the fact
when it
that
was...
you have two is interesting. We don't have two livers.
Well,
we
have our what's the appendix? That's basically I don't want to not to be trying to be a doctor, but that's basically useless. So, like they're just kind of waiting for it to be able to take it out because it doesn't really do anything in your body. So there's redundancy.
Well, I mean, there's
The gallbladder?
I have neither of those.
Yeah, see? You're fine.
Well, it's like tonsils. They say they're not, you don't need them. Yeah, they don't really do anything. They fight infection and, yeah, right. Who knows?
All right.
I have my tonsils. Okay. And my appendix and my gallbladder.
So do you? All right.
And my wisdom teeth.
But the appendix is...
I don't have any of that.
It's a ticking time bomb. The appendix, all it takes is appendicitis, and they're like, all right, we'll take it out. Just waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. That
just
was
waiting
fun.
For that.
Yeah, yeah, that
is
was
today
fun.
Today the day I get
not
a penny.
Doing anything else.
I know. Yeah, yeah, that was fun stuff. Okay, here's some other things. Milky Way Day today,
as in the candy bar,
as
or
the galaxy.
I don't know. Good question. But here's a galaxy question for you. How many suns are in our galaxy? Now we have one that we see. This is the one
in
that we
galaxy?
See. In our galaxy, how many suns do you think there are?
I would just
stars.
Have a wild guess of six.
No, it's tens of thousands.
400 billion.
Yeah.
I was way off.
There's more stars. I remember reading there's more.
You must have missed that day of school, huh?
There's less suns than there are planets in our solar system.
Julia was absent that day.
I remember reading there's more stars in our galaxy than are grains of sand on planet Earth.
Wow. Yep.
Which is crazy. That's just
our
galaxy.
I know. That's just our galaxy.
Yeah, not even
and
the
there's
universe.
Millions and billions of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And in our galaxy, there's 400 billion suns. Stars.
Stars, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same
thing. So I was thinking sun, not star. Yeah, okay.
I mean, the same thing.
The stars,
let's
same
just
thing.
Move on.
Okay. Shooting star, that's an incorrect euphemism. I mean, people use that incorrectly because it's not isn't a star that's shooting. Yeah. It's just a meteor.
Yeah, no.
Or
if
a comet
if we have a shooting star, yeah,
we got bigger
see
problems.
Ya.
Yeah.
We are not around
we're in
anymore. All right. Well, Julie, James... Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Hey, Julia, there's an Encyclopedia Britannica up on your desk. Better brush up
known
on
as
that.
My computer.
Notice that day you missed a school.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Six stars. We are alone.
All right. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. We have Fox News next.